This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 268 for Tuesday, February 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are unable to retain most of their gains on Tuesday, despite support from most comparable oils. With the final settlement still pending, the March canola contract slips $1.70 at $6.61.80 per ton, and the much more heavily traded May contract dips 70 cents at $6.73.80 per ton. Increases in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, plus European rapeseed, are spilling over into canola. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady, and Chicago soy meal edges lower. Upticks in crude oil are lending support to the vegetable oils. Also, the tightening canola supply situation continues to provide support. However, uncertainty over United States tariffs loom over the market. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 70.47 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 70.43. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export inspections report for the week ending February 13th, with outbound movements of soybeans falling to about 720,000 tons. Export inspections of U.S. corn rise to 1.61 million tons, but those for wheat tumble to around 250,000 tons. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association says the January soybean crush is 200.38 million bushels, the second largest on record, but down 8% from the previous January. Ag Rural pegs the Brazil soybean harvest at 23% complete compared to 32% done a year ago. Sovicon estimates Russia's February grain exports to be 2.2 million tons, down from the previous call of 2.75 million. Ukraine says its total year-to-date grain exports are 27.51 million tons, including 13.5 million tons of corn and almost 11.5 million tons of wheat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday afternoon. The March contract rises 2 cents at $10.38 per bushel. March soy oil jumps 1.25 cents at 47.32 cents per pound. But March soy meal loses $2.30 at $293.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn gained 6 cents at $5.02 per bushel. March oats climbed 6.5 cents at $3.44. The U.S. wheat complex is pushing higher as Chicago March adds 6.5 cents at $6.65 per bushel. Kansas City March rises 7 cents at $6.28. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March advances 7 cents at $6.41. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.